just thank you for your presence here tonight. We thank you for such a sweet atmosphere of worship, Lord. As we just ask to continue in that as I bring this word, Lord. I thank you for giving it to me earlier. Let it come off my lips as smooth as you planted it in my soul. Lord, we don't want to hear my words. We just want to hear your truth. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would it be too distracting if I just kept that going? I feel like it's such a sweet presence in here. Is that okay? Lift up praise to him however you want to. Thank you, Lord. 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 We just give you praise and honor and glory tonight, God. We thank you for your presence, God. As I was studying this week, my study habits have changed in the last few months. If you're newer here, I say this every week, but we started a series in Job, and about 2 months ago, God pressed pause, and he wouldn't let me continue it, but he's going to let me continue it just in a different atmosphere. But I've usually, you know, I hate to say it's easy, but it's kind of easier to, when I'm studying verse by verse, chapter by chapter, I know what to study. But when the Lord says, let me take over each night, I don't know what to study. I just study. And I just say, Lord, would you download whatever you want? And sometimes I get it early in the week. Sometimes I get it the day of. And today I woke up and I kept hearing a word over and over. And the word was sozo. Sozo. Anybody ever heard of sozo? Did y'all talk about that today or something? No? Y'all just know. They just know. So. And I felt like we're in this kind of I am identity thing. And the Lord said to call it I am sozo. So we're going to talk a little bit about what this is tonight. Because many of us have heard the truth that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross. He raised from the grave to conquered death, hell, and the grave, paid the price of our sins, and we're saved. But we don't really understand sometimes the full concept of that word to be saved or that word for salvation. And the word used in the original text in the Greek, for the New Testament over 50 times is that word sozo. So whenever you see salvation, or to be saved, you see sozo. And when you see salvation, there's another word, I believe it's soteria. But we're going to, and both of them actually mean kind of the same thing. And before I tell you what it means, I'm going to read a passage of scripture and dive into Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 15. And as if you're turning there, it's going to be on the screen, but I want to go ahead and give you a pregame. I'm not going to go through the Romans road because there's no such thing as the Romans road. That's something that mankind made up, and I don't need to go through a few verses of Romans to limit what salvation is, because the definition of salvation is so much greater than a road made up by mankind's theology. So we're not just going to get into a Romans road. We're going to understand what salvation is altogether.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Did I say that? Okay. Romans 10, verses 9 through 15. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes. How many of you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. Let me pause right there. Do you hear that? There is nothing different between a Jew and a Gentile. So stop thinking that the Lord's return is predicated on the Jewish culture. A lot of the people that say they're free from religion are caught up in a religious structure thinking it's all about the Jews. It's all about mankind, the Jew and the Gentile. Because there is no longer a Jew or a Gentile. We are adopted sons and daughters of the living God. We are Israel. The return of the Lord about Israel is about his church, not a country. That's hard for some of you to embrace. Some of you are like, yes, thank you for saying it. It's not about a country. It's about a people. Is Israel special? Yeah. Is America special? Yeah. Is Brazil special? Yeah. Is Africa special? Yeah. Is Antarctica? Just kidding. But it's a people. That's what he's coming for. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. Verse 13, for everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is what the scripture says. How beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news. Now, what I want to set up for you tonight, how beautiful are the feet of the ones who bring the good news. He gives us an identity of beautiful of the ones who bring the good news. However, I think we've limited what the good news is. Most of us hear the word good news and attribute it to the word gospel. And gospel is good news. However, the good news of the gospel is not limited to a gospel of Jesus. It is the gospel of the kingdom. It is the gospel of Jesus came to establish a kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, when he came, if you notice, he didn't preach much about himself. He talked about the kingdom, and the way to the kingdom was through him. But he came to establish a kingdom, not a bunch of people who remember the murdering tool called the cross. We are to remember what the cross is all about, but we are never to stay at what the cross did. We're to move forward into what he wants to establish in this earth. The good news is that we are saved by the Lord. Yes. And that word saved in the text is the Greek word sozo. I am sozo. I'm going to read this text again. I'm going to use the word sozo. Not all of them, but it says, openly declare that Jesus is your Lord. Believe in your heart and you will be saved. Let's do that again. Openly declare that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart and you will be sozo. Declare with your heart and you are sozo. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be sozo. Believe in him and you will be sozo. We have not embraced a full definition of the word salvation in the context of the Greek. When the Greek sozo is defined like this. Sozo means to save, deliver, protect, heal, preserve, do well, and to make whole. Let me say that again. Sozo means this, to save, deliver, protect, heal, preserve, do well, and make whole. So when Jesus says, I've come to save you, or if I've come to sozo you, if you think that that was solely about eternity, you've missed what the good news is all about.
That's right. That's true.
The good news is much more than eternity. Yeah. The good news is your eternity starts now, and in eternity, I want to save you from hell. I want to save you for a promise, a destiny. I want to protect you. I want to heal you. I want to deliver you. I want to preserve your identity. And I want to make you whole. It's not just, I want to save you from the burning fires of hell. It's, I want to redeem you. I want to heal you. I want to preserve you. I want to deliver you. Salvation, soteria, is the same meaning. Matthew 1:21, when it's talking about Mary giving birth to Jesus, it says, she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will sozo his people from their sins. He will sozo people from their sins. He wants to save people from their sins, to deliver people from their sins, to protect people from sin, to heal people from sin, to preserve you from no longer being in a sin identity, and make you whole. He wants to do so much more than just save you from hell and secure your eternity in heaven. He wants to preserve you and deliver you and heal you. I want to read Romans 10, 9 through 15 again. It says, starting in verse 9, I'm gonna use sozo instead. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Listen to that again. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, delivered, protected, healed, preserved, and made whole.
Thank you.
The word sin comes from a word, hamartia. And many of us have heard it translated to miss the mark. It is missing the mark, but it's more than just a target or an archery term, as we've been taught. The word hamartia, most accurately translated, means to live disconnected from your intended design. Sin means to live disconnected from your intended design. And the Lord says, I want to sozo you from wrong design. I want to deliver you from walking in the wrong blueprint. I want to deliver you from the design that the enemy has convinced you is your identity. Well, Lord, this is just who I am, and I've got to deal with it. No, you're accepting the wrong design. Believing a lie. The true warfare of fighting a sin. By the way, I want to give y'all permission, because I believe if we can get this message tonight, every one of us will, I believe it is the key to every deliverance and breakthrough you will ever need. So if you need me to repeat something, I want you to say it again. I want you to say, go deeper. I want you guys, because I want you to lean into this tonight. Y'all hear me on this.
Yeah.
The true warfare of fighting a sin nature is to understand that you have no sin nature. Because what we're, say it again. I'm gonna get me in trouble. The true warfare of fighting a sin nature is to understand that you have no sin nature. Because what we've been taught is the theology of dualism, where even though we're saved, we have a sin nature and we have a righteous nature. But the truth is, if he has sozoed you, delivered you, healed you, and made you what? Whole. Then there is no room for an opposing nature. The fight is believing that you are no longer having a nature that is wrong design. So when you start to agree with the wrong design, with sin, with hamartia, it's not that you have an opposing nature, it's that you are agreeing with false design. Because he has sozoed you. He's healed you. He's delivered you. So when you go through deliverance, when you go through times where people are walking you through prayers of, we did it a couple weeks ago in this congregation, we were breaking off strongholds of Freemasonry, of brotherhoods, of sororities and fraternities. We were breaking all kind of stuff off. And if any of you were not here for that, it's simply this. You make a covenant with anything but the Lord, break the covenant. You hear that? If you make a covenant with anything but the Lord, you need to break the covenant. But when we're walking through deliverance, it's not that we're doing anything else that the Lord has not done. Deliverance is getting you to embrace a truth that you actually have nothing to be delivered from.
Thank
Because if you, the lie that we walk in to be delivered from is thinking that something has more powerful, is more powerful than your restored righteous nature. So if you deal with the demonic, if you deal with demons, if you deal with strongholds, the lie is that you have to work to break the stronghold. The truth is that all you have to do is surrender to sozo. Surrender that I've been healed, I've been set free, I've been delivered. And when you surrender to that righteous nature, all these strongholds that are manifesting in your life will come falling down like a ton of bricks because they no longer have any authority because you are no longer accepting the idea that you have a sin nature. You are embracing this idea that you have a whole nature, and anything out of that nature is not anything you're going to identify with. Let me say it like this. Thank you. If Jesus is, how many of you believe that Jesus is the last Adam? If you don't know what that means, it's simply this. Adam forfeited his authority in the garden. He sinned, and he could no longer eat of the tree of life. So Jesus came as the second or last Adam and says, now I'm the tree of life. I'm going to restore mankind. How many of you believe that Jesus is the last Adam? If Jesus is the last Adam, why do you embrace a nature called fallen? Because if he is the last Adam, how dare you posture yourself as an Adam? Well, I'm just a sinner and I'm fallen. Jesus took that identity for you.
Yes, he did.
He sozoed you into right identity, right blueprint, right design. He saved you from brokenness. He saved you from disease. He saved you from hurt. The worst prayers we pray is, God, if it's your will for this person to be healed, let it be. It's always his will because he never came to save you for partial.
Yeah, that's
right. He saved you for wholeness.
Right.
He delivered you from anything that's opposite. I want to get back into sozo for a second, but I was doing some research today and the Lord showed me something. It's going to take me about 20 times to say this. And I actually don't think I'm going to go that long tonight, believe it or not. Is this good so far?
Yeah.
Can you throw up Genesis 1:27? God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Do you believe that we are made in his image?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before I go further in this, let's set the pace. He made us in his image, so sozo is delivering you from any image that's not him.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? Who am I supposed to be? Look at Jesus. What do I need to give up? Look at Jesus' lifestyle. How do I pray? Look at how Jesus prayed. Right? Everything about your identity is found in him. We are made in his image, in the image of God. He created us, male and female. He created us. Now, I want you to go to John 8:12. I think it's the next one. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. Pause right there. Are we made in his image?
Yes.
So if he is the light, then we are the light. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life.
Yes.
Now, here's what I did some research in. We are made of matter. Right. Our bodies are composed of atoms. We're made of electrons, protons, and neutrons. That is our makeup. But here's the key. Most of what we are is not matter. Most of our composition is actually light. And here's how it works. Electromagnetic force, the same force that creates light, is the essential force needed to bind electrons, protons, neutrons, atoms, and molecules, holding them together to form our bodies. So We're made up of all this matter, but the thing that holds the matter together is light. Most of our makeup is light. Matter cannot connect if there is no light. He says, follow me, you'll have light that leads to life. So hear this. Why is it that the Lord gives us authority to heal? Because in the presence of brokenness, there's light that needs to be transmitted in the disconnect. I'll try. In the presence of brokenness, it is light needs to be brought back into that matter to reconnect it. So you can take this to a physical, to emotional, to spiritual. The Lord took care of spiritual sozo. Spiritual healing. You are disconnected from me. So I'm going to pay for the debt of sin. I'm going to serve the time. And I'm going to deliver you from any spiritual damnation to hell, any spiritual separation. I am reconnecting you back. All you have to do is call on my name. You call on my name and you have been spiritually sozoed. Because the light has reconnected you to heaven. Does that make sense? Physical healing. Someone comes in here with paralysis. Someone comes in here with cancer. Someone comes in here with pain in their joints. Or you come in here with a diagnosis from the doctor. It's not, Lord, is it your will? Is have you embraced an identity that the light of God wants to reconnect the matter and disconnect you from the cancer?
Yes.
For light to be put back into the things in your legs that cause them to walk again. Yes. Now, if you think I'm crazy, I see some new faces. Colleen was in a wheelchair for 20 years up to 3 years ago. And I talk about it all the time, but I want to hit the testimony she said. She said that night she felt a burning and the Lord said to stand. In that moment, when she stood, her faith was light coming back into the disconnect of why she could not walk. She was standing by faith because she was not able to do it for 20 years. But the light of God said, it's time for atoms to come back together. Amen. It's time for spinal column to start working again. Not because of a medicine for this particular instance, but because of the light of God. The light is knowledge. Sometimes the knowledge is given through medicine. Sometimes the knowledge is simply given through a word. What was the word? Stand up. And she didn't say, I can't. She didn't say, are you crazy, God? She didn't even say yes. She just stood. The light of God was coming back in to reconnect things. Because he has sozoed you. He's healed you. He's delivered you. He has made you whole. So if matter is not being held together in your life, whether it's in your heart, in your physical body, in your mind, he says, my light is the thing needed to restore you. Not someone's hand, not their touch, but the transmission of the light of God.
Yes.
For far too long, the church has had perversion of healings because it's become about a celebrity preacher that is posed to have some sort of special anointing. And what the enemy has used in that is creating a group of people called the church who think that certain ministers have a greater oil flow than you do. The enemy has used it because we've looked at it as good. But the oil that can go through anyone is flowing through anyone that says yes. We just have to start to understand it's not about my hand, it's about his light reconnecting disconnected places. So think about deliverance and breakthrough. You need to be delivered from bondage. Well, Kyle, I've had a bondage where I was raised in a home where I did not know how to be a man. I did not know how to be a woman. I was raised in a home where I saw abuse. So what is a deliverance? Deliverance is the light or the knowledge of God showing you that what you have identified because of someone else's wrongdoing, you do not have to accept that identity because someone died for you, paid the debt of sin so that you can be re-identified into your original design. So sin nature is not just doing wrong. Sin nature is accepting a design that is less than the design of the Lord. So if you accept a design of, I am just an angry person, this is just who I am, and I can never get out of anger, you have created a golden calf idol of your anger that's higher than the light of God. Because sin is not just I'm doing wrong. Sin is, again, hamartia, disconnected from the design. Even the church, we are called to do life together. Well, I just don't like some of the people. Doesn't matter. You know what I have found in my life? Some of the greatest wisdom that I've had to receive are from people who I normally would not hang out with. Not recently. I won't give a name, and some of you know the story, but I worked in the ministry for 7 years where I learned so much. I learned everything I needed for being a minister right now. I learned everything I needed to be a pastor. I had to unlearn a lot of things that I learned. Did I necessarily enjoy going to work every day in the house of God? No. Like a heck no. It was hard. It was painful. The only joy I had was seeing people worship on Sunday and it reminded me that this is worth it. The only joy I have is I still have teenagers from that ministry who show up here on Saturday night sometimes saying, hey, thank you for speaking into my life. But the 7 years I was there before I ever got in Savannah, when I was in South Carolina, the 7 years I was there, it's where I met Pee Wee and Angela. A little bit before that, but they were with me then, and they saw good sides of me. They saw bad sides of me. I've had to sit in the office where they had to be a part of the, hey, boy, you need to chill out. You know, all that kind of thing. If you want to find stories, ask him, and if you tell them you're removed as an elder. But it was not where I wanted to be, but I knew that there was something about being connected to that body that had to teach me something that I didn't understand. And you know what I didn't understand then, that I understand now? He sozo me from being identified in anything less than what was being projected on me. Let me get a little more personal and I'll go back into this. I had some birth defects because of some situations in my mother's pregnancy. I never developed full set of adult teeth. I didn't get them restored till I was about 27 years old. It was such a rare case because I had baby teeth, and the dentist, they did the whole job for free because it was a case that they'd never seen, and honestly, it built their resume a little bit to do such an amazing job. I'm forever grateful for that. Didn't have to pay a dime. It was like probably $200,000 of work. It was crazy. Amen. I remember I was 2 years into that ministry, and someone in spiritual leadership would make fun of me because when I preached, I would mumble. I was very, I could not get words to articulate. And as a 22-year-old who just left college to go into ministry, I can't tell you how many times I asked God, why do you have me going into a career, going into a destiny, going into a path of preaching and teaching when I can't even get words out. And I didn't exactly have affirmation of, hey, you're getting better. It was, you can't communicate, you can't articulate. But you know what? I knew without a doubt that the Lord had called me to teach. Yes. And now 15 years later, I articulate pretty well. I still got some stutters, I still got some mumbles. You'll catch me getting excited and go to it again. But I never would have imagined that the Lord would have taken me that to hear. But you know what I wish I knew then that I know now? Even in that state of mumble, he sozoed that mumble. He delivered me, past tense, from mumbling. I was in the present tense of mumbling. Little did I know that the Lord had a destiny that my mumble and my inability to articulate would be resolved. I see that promise today. I didn't see it 15 years ago. It didn't mean that the Lord didn't do it. Because you know what the thing is about sozo? The word sozo is past tense, present tense, and future tense. So he delivered you. Your deliverance is somewhere, and you're in the process of being delivered. Another word for that process of being delivered is sanctification. Sanctification is the act of making something holy and purified. To be holy is set apart from what's common. So you've been sanctified, but you're in the act of sanctification. Not that you have anything to be sanctified from, but you're in the process of becoming convinced that you have been sozoed from all the things that you think are unsanctified. It's already done. It's in the process of, and you will see it. Little did I know that in 2012, I would be diagnosed with a brain tumor. I would go to have that surgery in 2012. And then in the middle of the surgery, something went backwards. And you know what I lost the ability to do in the surgery? I couldn't form words. I couldn't walk. I couldn't remember anything. You know what I had to relearn? I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn to jog my memory. And you know what I had to relearn how to do? Speak. And I remember there was a time I cursed God for giving me the tumor, but then I saw that he works all things work together for the good of those who seek him. Yes. And little did I know that he sozoed me from what that tumor was trying to take from me. And he used all things to work together for my good. So he used the presence of a tumor to bring light into the absence of my ability to speak. I'm going through all this to paint a picture for you that when he says he has saved you, he has delivered you from anything that is less than perfect design. Amen. The question is, do you trust him in the walk? That what you're walking in now is past, present, and future. He saved you. He sozoed you. And the manifestation of that sozo in your deliverance, in your healing, in your mind, in your identity, it exists. But the warfare and the fight is getting through in your mind. I am not becoming sozoed. I have been sozoed. I am not going to be healed. I am healed. I don't need to be delivered. I am delivered. And sometimes I have to go through processes to embrace deliverance. Sometimes I have to go through processes to embrace healing. Have you ever heard of the phrase, pray from victory, not for victory? That's what this is talking about. Praying from victory is you understand that everything Jesus ever needed to do to make you whole has already been done. You're going through the process and it exists somewhere. So you're not begging God for healing. You're praying from a future tense that you cannot see and thanking, Lord, thank you, Lord, that it's been done. And now I'm walking by faith for there, not by sight and hear.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't forgive that person because you don't know that. Stop living according to the sight of what they did. And live according to, if I don't forgive, I'm out of my intended blueprint. Because my nature is his nature. And if, you know why the scripture says, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you? Because there is a presence of light that needs to be in you. And if you won't forgive, there's a disconnect. And the Lord says, I need you to get reconnected. Because I made you in my image. I am the light of the world. You are comprised, composed, configured, whatever it is, of light. So if there's anything less than, it hinders the light of my presence in the image of your design. So he says, I can't forgive until you forgive. Because I need what is less than forfeited, and you embrace your beloved intended identity as whole, as purified, as already sanctified. Right. Well, I'm not perfect, but you are. You may not see it yet. You may not live it yet. But if you can get your mind in already done, let me say it like this. Your present living is predicated on accepting what happened then and what's going to happen then.
Right.
What happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future. If you can live in yesterday and tomorrow, your today will align with the promise of what's been done and what's to come. His goodness is not limited to the cross, rather expressed as a final conclusion of all things that you will ever experience. It's finished then. He saved you then. But he sozoed you now. He sozoed you in your future sozo. Let me say it like this. Is this speaking to someone? Okay. He has saved you. Listen to this. He has saved you. He has sozoed you from the commonality of your affliction. And the process is agreement with past and future becomings. I'm going to say it again. He has saved you from the commonality of your affliction. Your affliction is common. It is common for you, for people to deal with identity issues. It's really common today for people to have identity issues. It's common to deal with the affliction of dependency, alcohol, drugs, sex, all that kind of thing, sexual perversions. It is common for you to deal with those afflictions. But he says, I have sozoed you from that common affliction. I've sozoed you from anger. I've sozoed you from regret. I have sozoed you from revenge. I've sozoed you from gossip. I've sozoed you from alcohol. I've sozoed you from drugs. I've sozoed you from homosexuality. Can someone be born gay? Can they not be born gay? Who cares? He's already sozoed whatever it is. Listen to that again. Can you be born into sin? Can you be born with an affliction? Who cares? He sozoed it all.
Yeah. Thank you. That's good.
Stop wasting time on theology that you yourself cannot understand.
Come on. And then we won't understand it.
And we won't understand it. Can a woman preach? Can a woman preach in front of men? He sozoed you from the barriers. There's no Greek. There's no Jew. There's no male. There's no female. Men, if you think your women cannot speak into your lives, I got news for you. He has sowed you from your idiocracy. Did the preacher just call me dumb? Yes. Why? I have to call out darkness so that light can fill you up and replace it.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, having said that, ladies, he has sozoed you from your inability to submit. Men, he has sozoed you from your inability to submit. Shira, do you hear me online? Just kidding. She's watching. He has sozoed you from all that. He has, I'm going to get in trouble. Did she just text you? Oh, I'm in trouble. He has sozoed me from the wrath of my wife. He has sozoed you from it all. Have you ever noticed that we spend so much time arguing over theologies, but if we just understood sozo, we wouldn't need to understand the theologies? There are so many, especially in Southern culture, who embrace theologies of some people are predestined for hell, some people are predestined for heaven. Let me tell you, I will be so bold to say that is not any sort of correct interpretation. John Calvin had it wrong. Because he sozoed everyone. Whether you accept it or not is up to you, not God. The beauty of God, he gives you free will. We saw it in Genesis chapter 3. Don't eat from it. They did. He sozoed. Not only has he saved, but he is saving you, and he will save you in a deliverance and a healing of all that is to come. Let me read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 6. And I think I'm going to close with this. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peacefully and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Lead that right there. You've been sozoed from your political affiliations. I'm just going to leave that there for a second. You've been sozoed from your banners of men. You've been sozoed from your idea that a president is going to save the country. God established his church to do that. Perhaps the church is not doing it because we're still waiting on a man. I want to make sure I say this right. I just heard this, but I want to make sure I give it right and make sure I don't need more sozo. Why is it that the church is waiting on one man to do the job when we have prophecy about one coming who is Antichrist? Here's what I don't want you to hear. I'm not calling a president Antichrist. I'm looking at the perversion of waiting on one. You hear that? The earth is waiting for the sons, not a son. The son's already been given, and we're multiplied, and Christ is filling the earth through us. And you've been sozoed from anything less. Look at verse 3. This is good and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved, sozoed, and to understand the truth. For there is one God one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message that God gave the world at just the right time. You've been sozoed from any barriers. You've been sozoed from any walls. You have been sozoed from any separations. You have been sozoed from anything that is less than the perfect, righteous design that he has called you to be. Rick gave a message earlier about giving. You've been sozoed from your inability to trust in giving. You've been sozoed from your inability to give because you can't afford it. I can't afford to give. You've been sozoed of can't. Well, do you give 10% or do you just give? It doesn't matter. Get your eyes on Jesus and your giving will fulfill his commandments.
That's right.
If you're still asking if it's 10% or not, you have missed the entire point.
That's right. It's 100%.
It's all his.
That's right.
Well, you don't know my financial situation, Kyle. You've been so from it. There are some that are still running from their identity as wise men and women. There are many in this church, and I'm going to call this out loud. I'm not going to use the word seasoned. I'm going to use the word older than the rest. The Lord is bringing the sons and daughters, but he is waiting for you to step up as a mother or a father. If you're still deciding if you're going to get in a house church or not based off of what it does for you, you've been sozoed of your need for them. And you need to align for their need of you.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this very boldly to every person under the sound of my voice. When we have house churches, when we have the table, it is part of the vision of this house for all of us to come together in these expressions. Because you need it, they need it, we need it, we need each other. Well, I'm really tired at the end of my day. You've been sozoed from your weariness. I know that this might be hard, but I love you too much to have you walking anything other than sozo. You're saved, you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free, you're made whole. You have gifts, you have talents, you have abilities. Walk in them. You've been sozoed from can't. We must be conformed into his likeness. Can you throw up this one more time and I will close with this. Verse 15 of Romans chapter 10. How will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news. We all have the responsibility to not just bring the good news of a soul or spirit salvation of heaven and hell. How beautiful are the feet of the ones who understand the good news of sozo. You can literally leave this place today, and with everything that comes against you, all you gotta do is remember one thing, sozo. Why don't you tell them?
The reason they say it says feet is because you actually have to move. You have to get up and do it and obey.
That's good. We have to do something. You know the thing about, I think in Genesis that we miss over and over, is that all God wanted was for them to show up for a walk. Walk. He wanted us to walk with him. And you know why he sozoed you? So that nothing could prevent you from walking.
That's right.
Simple as that. We want revival. We want restoration. We want praise like never before. You've been sozoed from anything that hinders you. You know what I've been sozoed of in my life as a pastor? I've been sozoed of the letdown of smaller attendances. Can I be transparent?
Yes.
I've been sozoed from my need to have full rooms. You know how the Lord sozoed me of that? Even recently, I would lie to you if I didn't say sometimes I used to get discouraged when there was a lot of empty seats in here. You know how the Lord sozoed me of that? He took me into tomorrow today. And the way he did it is there are multiple local churches who are changing their theologies and who are asking us to teach them to pray and teach them to worship. Churches that are well over 500 and 600 people. And they're asking us to help them. You know what the Lord showed me? You think you need full seats for your authority as an apostolic house. You don't.
That's right.
I was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me with what's to come right now without me predicating what's to come on bodies. And can you imagine if we embraced more sozo?
Yes.
I don't know what it is about you two, red shirt and green sweater with glasses, but the Lord has been highlighting you guys to me all night. And I don't know why, but I just want to tell you, embrace this word and just start running the feet of the messengers and bringing the good news. Whatever the Lord's been showing you, just start running toward it. I don't know if that resonates with you guys, but just start running toward it. He loves you. And he wants to do incredible things. Don't limit it. He has sozoed. Does that resonate? Yeah? Amen. And you too, young lady. I feel like you walked in with a level of doubt, but he's replacing it right now.
Amen.
You've been sozoed from that doubt. You don't have to doubt anymore.
Hallelujah.
Can you just lift your hands to him to receive this? Lord, I just pray over, what's your name?
Vivian.
Lord, I just speak over Vivian right now. Lift your hands up to him just in a posture of receiving. Thank you for replacing that doubt with confidence. Thank you for replacing doubt with boldness.
Yes.
Show her that you're pleased with her. Show her that your identity over her is not what, specifically, it's not what men have said over you. He is the Father. And he loves you and he's pleased with you. Show her who she is right now, Lord. Let's stand together. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in this place right now. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for what you have purchased for us. Not just the healing of eternity, but a sozo of anything that will hinder us. Lord, thank you for chains being broken. Thank you for walls that have no ability to keep us out or keep us in. Thank you that strongholds are done. Thank you that we've seen breakthrough in the past. There is perfection in our future, and we're walking into an agreement with both. The Lord just said this. We're called to be a people who sacrifice. Think about the cross. Presently in sacrifice. But past, he was with God. And future, he would be with God. In the moment, he had to sacrifice everything that was him for the Father's glory. We are in the in-between of what's been done and what's already coming. The more we sacrifice our holdups, the more we will see the manifestation of what's been prophesied over us. You're perfect. You're righteous. You're good. And everything you're doing is pleasing to God. And you've been sozo from anything that'll ever teach you anything else. So Lord, I pray as we leave this place tonight that we embrace a new identity, that we are sozo. We're saved, we're delivered, we're healed, and we're made whole in you. We give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. Amen. Can we give God praise tonight? Come on.